And finally, the delegation of Catholic leaders from Europe and North America are continuing their Holy Land pilgrimage today, visiting visiting parishes in the West Bank. Philippa Hitchin went with the bishops to Bethlehem, where she has also witnessed a peace march by over 1,000 children from across the region.
Nowhere is the scandal of division between the different Christian churches more evident than here in Bethlehem, the town of Christ's birth. As Archbishop Patrick Kelly of Liverpool joined the parish priest of Bethlehem, Franciscan Father Samuel Fahim, for the celebration of Mass in the Church of St. Catherine just above the Grotto of the Nativity on Sunday, their voices were at times drowned out by the Orthodox faithful celebrating the Epiphany in the ancient basilica next door. As churches around the world prepare to mark the annual week of prayer for Christian unity, it's a stark reminder of the urgent need to overcome ancient rivalries, especially here in the land where Jesus lived and taught about the love of the Father for the whole human family. There are a total of 13 Christian churches here in the Holy Land, 6 Catholic, 5 Orthodox, and 2 Protestant, and all are suffering from similar problems of young people emigrating, as life in the Palestinian territories continues to offer little in the way of jobs, prosperity, or a peaceful future. Despite President George Bush's encouraging words earlier in the week about the possibilities of a two-state political solution before the end of this year, few people here have much hope that his words will translate into action on the ground and an end to the occupation that is driving so many Christians and Muslims to seek a better life elsewhere. Yet amongst the frustrations and economic difficulties facing Palestinians living in what they describe as an open prison behind the separation barrier, there are small signs of hope. One of them is the annual Children's Peace March organized by the Holy Land Christian Ecumenical Foundation. Over 1,000 young children from 40 different parishes, Catholic, Orthodox, and Protestant, many of them visiting Bethlehem for the first time, marched joyfully through the streets surrounding the ancient basilica before gathering for an ecumenical prayer service alongside the mayor of the city and other religious and community leaders. Their message is a simple one, yet one that the political leaders in the region seem unwilling to hear. They're calling for peace and justice for people in Bethlehem and throughout this land, so sacred to followers of all three great monotheistic faiths. These children are too young to understand the complex political and religious realities of life here. Yet the organizers of this event and all those working for peace here are calling on the international community to support their efforts and help secure a brighter future for all the children of the Holy Land. In Bethlehem, I'm Philippa Hitchin.